Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to perform Science for Humans. We're going to talk about the simplicity of vitamin E, or is it simple? We're going to get to the bottom of that in just a moment. And then we're going to change it up and talk about, every now and then I see a parent driving in a car with the window cracked and a cigarette hanging out the window and a baby or a child in the back seat. And I want to just shake my head and shake their head at the same time. Well, there's recent research that shows that there's a linkage between secondhand smoke and metabolic diseases in children developing as early as 10 years old when they're exposed to secondhand cigarette smoke. We're going to talk about that research for those out there who still are smoking in the premises where there's young children. And then we're going to be joined by Karen Goler to talk about her book, Fitness on a Swing Set. You know, sometimes you got to train wherever you can, and sometimes the only thing available is a park. You can still get a good workout in, even if you just have the monkey bars and the swing set to work with. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But now, without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
It wouldn't be Wednesday without the good doctor. How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you today?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, as we go through the, you know what? I gotta tell you the truth. I never realized how important these topics that we cover on Science for Humans have been to the audience. The outpouring of emails that we get through the Ask the Scientist, form there all say the same thing, that, you know, I love the topics you're covering. And the truth of the matter is, the topics we're covering are the rudimentary basic topics about vitamins and minerals. And we just assume people know about them because we're always talking about the really sexy stuff, right?
You know, absolutely. A couple months ago, I just started thinking about back to basics. And I thought, you know, I know myself, I really kind of forgot what all these vitamins did and why we even needed them. So, yeah, we've gotten great response, and this is kind of the basics, the foundation, you know, for supporting great health.
And not only that, great health, but there are people out there who have little symptoms that they just can't peg, and they're looking for something exotic as the answer, when the answer may just be that they are not getting a specific vitamin or enough of a certain vitamin or not absorbing a certain vitamin enough in their diet.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, that's marketing, because every other day there's some new cure that was found in the African rainforest when,
right,
you know, essentially vitamins and minerals are probably the most important thing for good health.
And why do you think that is? You know, science is such a du jour environment. You know, we forget about the science from 50 years ago that has proven to be effective, and we don't build on science. We just kind of throw away the old and look for the new, don't we?
You know, we do. And I think it's really the advertisers. You know, everyone's trying to sell something different. And you know, marketing has become very, very good. We might have to do a whole Science for Human on marketing. I don't know if there's any science behind it, but
yeah, right.
But that's, you know, that's kind of how they sell things. But again, you know, I mean, you look at a vehicle and you got to have the basics. You know, you got to have the oil and the grease and the gas. I mean, you can put all kind of fancy stuff on that, but without the basics, it doesn't run right.
No, that's absolutely true. So let's get into it. Let's talk about vitamin E. What is vitamin E?
You know, vitamin E, we've been talking about, B vitamins, which are water soluble. Now we're going to talk about vitamin E, which is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's an antioxidant. It helps to neutralize potentially damaging free radicals. It's quite interesting because it exists in eight different forms, where D-alpha tocopherol is probably the most active form and the most powerful, you know, biologically active type of antioxidant. within these forms, the tocopherol and the tocotrienols subfamilies are usually comprised of alpha, beta, gamma, and delta type vitamins, which all have very unique biological effects. So there's kind of the long version of what it is. But essentially, it's one of those very important vitamins that, you know, our body needs to function properly. There's so many things that are important that vitamin E does for us.
Now, as you point out, there are eight isoforms of vitamin E. And I say the tocopherols and tocotrienols, and obviously there's lots of ways of saying it, but they occur in nature side by side. Why do we only look at the alpha tocopherol as being important to us?
You know, I guess that's a good question. I think there's probably more research, you know, showing that one. It's probably the most readily available. But again, we don't talk about all the other forms. You know, they're just, from what I saw, isn't a whole lot out there.
Well, and the interesting thing about tocotrienols is that while they occur side by side with tocopherols, but in much smaller amounts, in those smaller amounts, they seem to have a greater ability to scavenge free radicals than the tocopherols, but we ignore them.
We do, you know, and I think, you know, getting them from our food sources, like you said, they're side by side. Very few people are deficient in vitamin E. It's really tough, especially in North America where we have such ample food sources, you know.
I think it's interesting that while tocopherols, as you point out, is a fat-soluble antioxidant, the American diet claims to get the majority of its vitamin E from things like corn oil and soybean oil and margarine, which are three things that no one should be eating. Even, I don't, you know, this is that one, you know, I actually did a infographic a couple years ago that went right over everybody's head. But when you look at these three things, you shouldn't be eating them in any large quantity. But more importantly, even though they have vitamin E, it doesn't mitigate the damning effects of some of these vegetable oils that have actually been at the root of a lot of disease in this country.
Well, absolutely. And although, you know, they are high in vitamin E, and we're talking about everything from, you know, sunflower to grapeseed to corn oil.
Much better choices, grapeseed and sunflower right there.
Yeah, and olive oil, obviously.
Yes.
But again, you know, I'm not an advocate of, I saw a guy the other day with a bottle of olive oil, and somebody told him he needed to drink 16 ounces every 2 days or something.
Oh, man, he's going to spend all of his time in the restroom if he does that.
I know. I said, I don't know where you got that information from. Yes, it's good, but moderation, you know, not drink it all at one time. But there's plenty of other food sources that we can get this from. So, yes, you know, if you use some of these items in cooking, you will get some vitamin E. But don't drink these oils, as this guy might have been doing, to increase his vitamin E. Spinach, broccoli, you know, most of the green vitamins or green vegetables have it. All your fish are high in vitamin E. So if you like fish, you're getting a good dose of vitamin E. And you and I have been talking about nuts. I never used to be a nut person, but the more I research and learn about nuts, I have included that in my daily diet. I'm kind of partial to almonds.
I was going to ask you, what kind of nuts do you like? Yeah, almonds, huh?
Favorite is cashew, I have to admit. Almonds are my next that I like. I know you said you like the pecans and walnuts.
I love pecans. I love walnuts. Yeah, but I love cashews. Cashews are just buttery when you chew them up. They're so good.
They are. They're just great. And there's so many health benefits. Sunflower seeds for all those baseball players out there. And avocado, which, you know, we've... That seems to come up in a lot of our discussions of containing so many different vitamins, but it also contains a pretty good amount of vitamin E. All your shellfish, and then if you're a pumpkin person and squash, hey, Thanksgiving, you get lots of vitamin E in your system, huh?
I didn't realize that pumpkin was high in vitamin E. That's amazing.
Yeah, there's about 13% of the RDA in 140 grams of cooked. So I don't know. That's probably a piece of pie, maybe.
Now, vitamin E being an oil-soluble, not only oil-soluble, but I mean it's found in oils in general. I guess the question that always comes to my mind when I learned that some nutrient or vitamin that I'm trying to acquire comes in the form of oil is what does rancidity or heating do to the vitamin E? So, like, you know, some people like to cook with olive oil. I don't like to cook with olive oil. I like to cook with coconut oil. I like to keep my olive oil raw. Do you think when you cook some of these oils that have high levels of vitamin E, does the vitamin E become denatured, break down, or somehow get lost in the shuffle?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime, you know, we take something from its raw form and we cook it, you know, the higher the heat, things like frying, you know, we're degrading most of our vitamins that are in there. And vitamin E is one of those things. You might still get some, but you're losing a pretty good amount of it.
Well, think about it. Vitamin E's value in the human body is seen as an antioxidant, right?
Correct.
And when you heat something, aren't you oxidizing it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just part of that process, you know. So I like you. I mean, you know, there is a time to eat things raw. And again, you know, raw is always the best. But if you do cook things all the time, just realize, you know, that you won't get as much from these sources as you do eating them raw. Although, you know, even like some statistics on cooked broccoli, even after you cook 100 grams, which is probably, you know, a couple good buds, you're still picking up over 7%. That's after it's cooked.
Right.
Uncooked, it might be more like 15 or 20%, you know.
Yeah, but not everybody can tolerate uncooked broccoli. That's one that sometimes is tough to digest for some people. So obviously you have to kind of weigh out the benefits and whether or not you can do it. But getting back to vitamin E for a second, I remember back in the days, you know, you being an old ex-bodybuilder, that it was touted that vitamin E could mitigate delayed onset muscle soreness. Do you remember that? Was that actually proven in science, or was that just an old, you know, bodybuilding wives' tale?
No, I think that was just kind of a wise tale, similar to, you know, if you put vitamin E on your skin, you would never get stretch marks. We all did it because, you know, somebody at the gym said it was good for us. But I don't know. I mean, obviously it is important. And when you talk about the functions, you can kind of see where that hypothesis came from, you know?
Yeah. 'Cause vitamin C is starting to show some real value in the whole stretch mark discussion, but that's because vitamin C seems to build collagen. I don't know that vitamin E does the same thing. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about deficiencies. What does a vitamin E deficiency look like? And also some interesting facts about how they came up with the RDA of vitamin E that I think most people will be shocked when they hear it. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more when we return. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order.
Go to primenutrition.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Hey, Dr. Jeff, do we have any bottles of VitaDrive left, or did they all go?
You know what? I think everyone thought that because the first time they went so fast, I actually still have some left. I got two emails today from a couple people that said, oh, you know, I just got around to listening to the podcast. You probably don't have any. Guess what? I still do.
So if people want to try the single best multivitamin made specifically for hard training individuals like this audience is made up of, you can get a free bottle, not a sample, but an entire bottle of VitaDrive. Go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side of the website is a banner ad with Dr. Jeff's picture on it. It says, Ask the Scientist. And while that form is designed for you to ask him a question, ask him for a free bottle of VitaDrive. And please include your mailing address so you can get it.
And, you know, as we've been talking about, the thing that I am so passionate about this particular product is it has all of these vitamins that we've been talking about. So you don't have to go out there and try to figure out, oh, boy, okay, I think I might be deficient in vitamin E. Which one do I use? Where do I get it? You know, again, you're probably deficient in more than one thing on any one given day. So this is a way to, I kind of call it the shotgun theory, you know, where you're taking everything that's essential and whatever your body needs that day, it's there for you.
So what do deficiencies in vitamin E look like? What kind of symptoms would somebody notice if they were deficient in vitamin E?
Well, first of all, there's a couple deficiencies that
happen in children. And I want to first touch on that. You know, if you have a kid that's just got muscle weakness, vitamin E could be the deficiency.
Wow.
Some of the kids who have some motor speech disorders, that's a vitamin E deficiency. The same thing with some of the kids that have a slow growth rate. That could be from vitamin E. But some of the more general signs, gastrointestinal diseases.
Really?
I'm not quite sure the whole science behind that, but I thought that was kind of interesting. There's so much that affects, you know, what happens in our digestive tracts. Most people know about dry hair or loss of hair because the shampoo cosmetic industry has really incorporated, you know, vitamin E into all those type of things. Again, muscle weakness. You know, and that's not that doesn't mean going into the gym and today I can't do my PR on the bench. That just means, you know, I hear so many people, they wake up and go, wow, I feel so weak today. You know, you just don't feel right. Vitamin E. If you've got cuts and things that are slow to heal, that could also be a vitamin E. And then another big one, leg cramps.
Really? You know, I didn't know about the leg cramps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Leg cramps.
Because I know a lot of people go right to potassium, magnesium, things like that when they have leg cramps, but I don't think people think about vitamin E at all.
You don't, you know, and obviously, you know, you got to figure out which one, but again, a leg cramp could be a deficiency. Some other things that happen in adults, you know, we could have some mild anemia, fragile red blood cells, which, you know, you don't want to have that happen. Age spots, you know, as we get older, we start to get some of these darkening spots.
Well, I want to talk about that one. So they sell vitamin E oil to women. Specifically, supposedly to help fade age spots. But the question I always have about that is when you read the bottle, it says vitamin E as just one form of vitamin E, generally alpha tocopherol. And then it's in like soybean oil, or the better ones are in like almond oil and stuff like that. But I have to believe that vitamin E works when all eight forms of vitamin E are present, number one, not just one of them, number one. And number two, I also have to believe the oil, the vehicle that it is being immersed into, that you're rubbing on your skin, may or may not be the best thing to be rubbing on your skin, and it may actually negate any benefits from the vitamin E. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. You know, my recommendation is always to just find pure vitamin E. So get a soft gel, cut it, and open it up. Even though there are some other fillers and things in there, they aren't as bad as some of the cosmetic products, like you said, that put it into some inferior oil that could slow up or even hinder anything from even happening, you know. But I would also use it, you know, again, internally besides externally.
And that's the other thing. This good skin starts on the inside. So many women spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month rubbing stuff on the outside of their body, but they completely negate paying attention to what they put in their body and its effect on the skin. You will not get age spots to just go away from creams that you put on. Age spots are actually advanced glycation end products that end up on the skin. And that starts from the inside. It's not starting from the outside.
And, you know, I think the older we get, you know, we kind of, you know, you hear so many elderly people go, well, I'm this age, I don't care anymore. That's really the time that you want to start even paying more attention to what you're ingesting, you know, because all these outward signs are some deficiency. Obviously, things like wrinkles, age spots, you know, are considered just part of growing old. But again, you know, those are deficiencies. So that's a sign that says, hey, like when you're hungry, it means I need to eat. You know, those are signs that you need to up your vitamin E a little bit.
Dr. Jeff, is there any known side effect from taking too much vitamin E?
You know what? Vitamin E, even though it's fat soluble, and fat soluble vitamins will build up to toxic levels, not so much with vitamin E. And the main reason is most of it is not absorbed very well. But one of the big problems that if you do take too much, it does cause another instance where you could impair blood clotting.
Oh, because it has a blood thinning effect. That's right.
Yeah, you're going to overwhelm the vitamin K in your body, which will prevent the platelet aggregations. So that's the only real issue. It's pretty tough to build up a toxic amount of that vitamin E because not all of it is absorbed.
I take a vitamin E product that I buy from Vitacost that has all four tocotrienols and all four tocopherols. Do you think that do you have any recommendations on dosing for vitamin E? I know the most vitamin E, when they're just a single isoform like alpha tocopherol, come in a 400 IU caplet. You think that's adequate, 400 IUs a day?
You know, I would say that's probably the minimum. As we know, percent daily value is based on a 2,000-calorie diet. And, you know, who is that, man, women, child? You
right.
know, it really doesn't mean a whole lot. I like to be around that 1,000 IU. Again, you know, you take it every day, and you will get some overlap because it's not a water-soluble where it's in and out of your body within, you know, hours. Some people, it could take up to a day or two to get through your system, so you will have some overlap the next day. But 400 is a good starting point if you haven't done any type of vitamin E and you think you might be deficient. It's always better to start with a smaller amount and then kind of work your way up and see how you feel.
Two real quick points. If it has the letter L in it, like DL alpha tocopherol, don't take it. It's synthetic vitamin E. It's been shown to actually impair the body's ability to use real vitamin E.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you're talking about these multiple vitamins, what they call those is mixed tocopherols.
Right.
So when you look on the label, sometimes you'll see that word mixed. That means there's more than one.
The other thing is you'll be astonished to find out how the government came up with the recommended daily allowance for vitamin E. They used just one form, the alpha tocopherol, and they starved mice, pregnant mice, with a vitamin E deficient diet, and they kept adding vitamin E to their diet until they stopped reabsorbing the fetus. So in other words, when a baby mouse doesn't get enough vitamin E, the baby dies in the womb and gets reabsorbed. The mom just doesn't have the baby. When they finally found the right amount where the mom actually gave birth to the baby, they said, oh, that's what the RDA is. We'll just convert that to human. That's the silliest way to come up with what you should be taking in a vitamin. That's like, how do you know that that's enough to thrive on? And maybe enough for little baby mice to be born, but what about humans? You know what I mean?
But mice, they're nothing like humans.
I know.
Digestive. I mean, yeah, that's our government, huh? That's a whole nother story for another day. That's a casual Friday topic.
Yeah, you're right. That is. Yeah. So 1,000 IUs of vitamin E a day actually is what I like myself, but I didn't want to say that because I thought that was a reckless, very, very high amount. I tend to be a little bit more of a zealot.
It's a good amount. And remember, always buy reputable sources. Go to the health food stores where, you know, your store owners have done research on which brands they carry. They're going to cost you a little bit more than, you know, your Walmarts and Costcos and your dollar stores. But guess what? You know, when you buy a cheap supplement, you might as well not even take it. It's completely worthless.
And strive for a complete vitamin E that has all of the tocopherols and all of the tocotrienols. It's called a full spectrum vitamin E supplement. You want that so you get all the benefits. Dr. Jeff, as always, bringing us the great knowledge. Thanks for being on the air today.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Talk to you next week. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about secondhand smoke exposure and young children. Could it be as bad as smoking while you're pregnant? We're going to get to the bottom of that in just a minute. Stay tuned. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Are you ready? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I have talked about this on the air probably a half a dozen times or more over the past 10 years where I was driving to the studio and I looked over and I saw an adult driving a car with the front window cracked a little bit and blowing the smoke out of the crack and then a baby in the back seat, the baby seat. And I've often thought, you know, how horrible to do that to a child. I am a product of that as well. Back when I was born in the 50s, parents smoked while they were pregnant. My mother did. And they smoked while we were growing up around the house. And, but we know better today. And I still am baffled why parents who choose to smoke themselves expose their children, to secondhand smoke. Well, now we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Pagani. How you doing, Dr. Pagani?
Very well, thanks.
And you are a full professor over at the School of Psychoeducation, the University of Montreal. And your group has recently done some research on the association between early and long-term tobacco exposure and the risks of metabolic disease, right, in children?
That's it. I started a while back, so I'm really interested. My whole career in the last 25 years has been focused on trying to counter the increasing dropout rate, the high school dropout rate.
Uh-huh.
And because I work in a laboratory at a university hospital, University Children's Hospital, St. Justine's Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And our main preoccupation there is increasing children's brain health, or at least having the potential brain health that they have maintained.
Got it.
And so over time, you know, my battle against the school dropout rate, poverty, everything in the last 25 years brought me to this variable that I kept dealing with every time I was doing any kind of study, either on school readiness, on children's behavior in the classroom, on why things don't work to keep kids in school, on why kids aren't fulfilling their full potential. I kept having this variable that had to do with parents and the context that they provide at home. And that led me in the last, let's say, 10 years or so to say, hold on a minute, maybe let me hold on the dropout, and let me, I still work in the area of dropout and school readiness, but I've been focusing a lot on modifiable factors that we can have that will help us, if we have studies on modifiable factors that through public health campaigns we can educate parents through information campaigns, then that's perfect.
Right.
And so I focused, at first, I focused on the effects of television, and that's a whole part of my lab that we've been doing a lot of work on. But one of the things that I kept noticing was, despite any kind of thing that we do, there's always a large number of parents who smoke in the house, and we've seen that smoking during gestation leads to brain changes in the architecture of the brain of the fetus, the architecture of the fetal brain,
mm-hmm.
that increases the risk for ADHD later on. And so one of the things that was really interesting was to pursue that line of work, because, you know, anything that has to do with an altered brain architecture or altered brain health is going to affect your potential to finish high school.
Right.
And so we started looking at parents' bad habits and how they breed bad behaviors in young people. In other words, we started to look at gestational smoke at first, smoking during pregnancy, and we did find links with children's impulsivity and with their behaviors that had a lot to do with not complying in class, mm-hmm. being impulsive, not being task-oriented, not being able to work in a group. And that was very interesting, because that study, we looked at, you know, fetal exposure to tobacco smoke in the house. I'm sorry, fetal exposure to tobacco smoke everywhere.
Right.
And what we noticed, one of the variables we had to control was, after people give birth, after women give birth, they smoke still often,
right.
Very often, because if they smoke during pregnancy, they're not going to smoke afterwards, because the most advertised period is during pregnancy.
Yeah, they're not going to quit. They're not going to not smoke afterwards. Smoking during pregnancy, yeah, most women quit during pregnancy, and then they go back and start smoking after the baby is born.
Exactly, because of the nerves and all that and whatever.
Right.
They just fall back into old habits that are, you know, old habits die hard. And so we had to control for that. And when I was doing that research and I found those links between gestational exposure and later symptoms of not staying on task and sort of impulsive behavior and all that, that's very crucial for surviving in the school system. You have to be able to control yourself. You have to be able to control your attention. And you have to be able to control your body and your mouth and everything that goes with it to survive,
right.
in the school system. And so then I started to say to my students, maybe we should be looking at this the other way around. Let's look at parents who smoke after the children are born, and let's just completely control the idea of, let's just flatten out any influence that gestational smoking would have, so that we could just simply isolate the variable of early childhood exposure, like from birth to, let's say, age 7 or 8. And let's take a look at that above and beyond the influence of prenatal exposure. And that's what we've been doing up till now. And we found some really fantastic information that's crucial for parents to know.
So talk about this cohort. You've been following this group for how long, and how large is the group?
The kids were born in 1997, and what's special about this data set, it's a provincial data set in French Canada. We live in Quebec, and it's a middle-class data set, which I love, and it's stratified across the province of Quebec, which is a very large territory. We have 2,000 of those kids that were born in 1997, and we've been following them, and now they're in their last year of high school. They're going into their last year of high school. And what's special about them being middle class is that it's a real challenge. You know, many, many, many longitudinal studies that are in the U.S., for example, that look at children's health and children's psychological environment and all that, they usually, or very often, are focusing on kids that have that are in extreme disadvantage,
right?
And that are living in difficult.
Yeah, because then the whole socioeconomic situation kind of skews things a little bit.
Exactly, statistically, it really does skew things. Even though that's been the choice method for many, many, many generations of scholars, we are so happy to have this middle-class sample, and I'll tell you why. If you can squeeze out an effect with a middle-class sample, man, that effect is really reliable.
Right, right. So when you started looking at these children who were being exposed to secondhand smoke in the household, obviously in the car, after birth, so they're toddlers and all the way up, I think you started seeing some manifestations of some things, right?
Yes, we followed them, we've been following them forever, but we took the household exposure as the variable of interest, and we isolated that variable. So we asked parents parents answer all kinds of questions as the kids have been growing up. They have questions on how many televisions in the house, what the kids eat, how the kids sleep, how the kids behave. So it's really interesting because the parents answer all these questions, but they have no idea what the researcher is going to do with that, which is really great because there's no social desirability.
Well, I was going to say it's almost like an automatic blinding. They don't even know why. They're not going to alter any of their answers because they don't even know what answers are the ones you're looking for.
Exactly. So parents answered questions about whether they smoke in the house, whether anybody else smokes in the house, and we took that variable, we took that factor or that observation across from birth until age 7, and we developed different ways of analyzing it, and we looked at dividing it up into kids who were exposed continuously, kids who were exposed once in a while, intermittently, you know, where parents try to quit and then they start again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or somebody else in the house starts smoking and stops smoking, or some kind of policy in the house that went on and off. So we call that intermittent. And we have other kids who were never exposed. And what happens is that in all our studies, we've had kind of proportional effects where the kids who were exposed to continuous household smoke were more likely to be, over the long term, they were more likely to be more antisocial and physically aggressive in school at age 10. So this is a little bit like we're stretching out from where we made our observation from birth to age 7. And then we say, okay, those kids who were exposed to smoke and those who weren't, what kind of kids were they in school at age 10, and teachers made some observations, and they made observations about all 2,000 kids in the study. And the kids who were continuously exposed to smoke in the house, household smoke, were more likely, significantly more likely, to be more physically aggressive and also more antisocial, theft, vandalism,
right.
That kind of thing. And that's really interesting because it ties right into the studies that we've done on gestational exposure, because kids who were exposed during pregnancy often have impulse, a greater risk of impulse control problems, because that area of study shows us that that their brain is a little bit less developed in those areas, and we suspect that it's got to do with exposure to the smoke during pregnancy.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now with Dr. Linda Pagani. We're talking about exposing toddlers to secondhand smoke. It changes them. If you're a parent, stop. Don't do it. Go outside and smoke. But don't expose your children to this bad decision that you've made. It's a terrible thing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about exposing young children to cigarette smoke in the house, in the car, and the bad things that happen to them. If you really love your kids, if you really care about your kids, you should not be exposing them to cigarette smoke. It's a decision that you've made to do to yourself. It's a dumb decision. Listening to the psychological changes, and I want to get on to some of the other metabolic issues like BMI and stuff, But, you know, my mom smoked the entire time she was pregnant with me. But I think that I didn't develop all of those problems because she also took Librium the entire time that she was pregnant with me. So I think the benzodiazepine may have negated some of the architectural changes a little bit to my brain, pushing me towards the antisocial side. I wasn't a violent child or anything like that. I'm making an underhanded joke here, but back in the 50s, doctors had mothers doing all sorts of crazy things while they were pregnant.
Yeah, basically what we do know from my studies and from other people's studies who use rodents, because there's a big ethical difference between studying household exposure and studying exposure in a perfect setting with animals, because you can't do this with humans. I can't randomize and expose kids to a cage full of smoke, right?
Right.
And so there are rodent studies that show that there are huge architectural changes in the brain that occur in response to exposure to smoke. Now, that brings me to the next thing that we've... Because we established, myself, I've established a link with impulsivity. I've established a link with antisocial behavior. My lab has done that. Other people's labs have established a link with ADHD and with ADHD symptoms. So there's people who... You know, they don't do the diagnosis part. They just go, oh, there's ADHD symptoms.
Right.
And so there are greater risks, and they all seem to point to the same area in the brain. Now, that brought me to the second part where I said, well, hold on a second. When I was looking at the rodent studies, I noticed that there's a huge number of researchers right now that are doing intergenerational studies of rodents. So you have one rodent... One female rodent who is exposed while she's pregnant. And then she gives birth to her litter. And then you make sure that that litter is not exposed to any smoke whatsoever. You give them great conditions to live. And then you have them procreate. And you have four or five generations after that one pregnant rodent that was exposed. And what you get are structural brain changes that correspond to what we've been looking at.
So this is transgenerational epigenetic effects just from one generation, five generations later.
Transmission of epigenetic risk.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. That's amazing. That's a game changer right there. That's amazing.
Well, the game changer started when I noticed that there's this researcher, Holloway, who runs a lab doing this, and she's noticed this is I was out of my mind when I saw this. She has noticed that there are huge metabolic changes that occur, that there's a huge risk of metabolic syndrome in rodents up to four generations after the original generation was exposed, and that was during pregnancy. So I'm thinking, wow. And now she's doing, there are people doing similar research with just exposing them after birth, the litter immediately after birth, just to parallel the household smoke exposure gig. And so definitely there's something there. And my studies, recent studies, the ones that you picked up, which were just released, show that these children that we've been following that were exposed from birth to age 7, by age 10, not only were they more antisocial and more impulsive and more physically aggressive, as observed by their teachers who had no idea what went on from 0 to 7, right? Okay? These are grade 4 teachers. They just fill out the form and send it back to to the university. What we noticed was when they were weighed and when their body fat was looked at and when their girth was measured, that is their waistline, the children who were continuously exposed were much more at risk of having symptoms of metabolic syndrome, that is a higher body mass index, larger waist size. And now I just want to underscore that at age 10, okay, age 10, if you've got a larger girth, it doesn't matter what body mass you have, okay?
Right.
If you could be thin, but if you have a large girth, it's not a good sign.
Right.
It's sort of an omen for later diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And where I live, we live in a context of socialized medicine in Canada. We're like the Scandinavian country.
Right. Right, and where the whole population is burdened by these risk factors as time goes on.
Yeah, and so as a taxpayer, every time I give national interviews on the radio or on television, I say, listen, this is coming right out of our pocket. Whether we like it now or later, we're going to be paying for it. So let's get everybody, first of all, parents love their children. They don't want to make them sick. That's perfect. Okay, I every parent that I know loves their children, and they're not going to do intentionally things that will make them sick. And the population who pours tons of cash into this socialized medicine program, well, you know, we're sort of looking at it like stakeholders going, hey, you know, maybe this is not a good idea. So as a result, there is a movement, and we see this movement across the world right now, because I've been interviewed in Taiwan. Iran keeps calling me. All these places where people smoke in front of their pregnant wives, and where smoking is just in Asia and the Middle East, smoking is, if we think we've got a problem, I got news for you. It's unbelievable. I'm standing in an elevator and people come in, they're all smoking, puffing away in the elevator, in these places. And so,
I don't want to cut you off, but we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left. I want to get on to the solution here. So there are some legislators here in the United States that are working on restricting smoking in cars with children in the car. I know in some states, I think they're already cleared their local house, and I think that we have something in Capitol Hill right now. That has cleared the Senate, where it would make it illegal to smoke in a car with a young child in the car and punishable by a fine. Like a police officer can pull you over and write you a $100 fine for smoking in the car. So is this the answer? I mean, because parents obviously don't care.
Definitely the answer, and I'll tell you why. I teach social policy. I'm going to ask you a simple question. When you get in your car, do you put your seatbelt on?
Yes, but I do it for a different reason, but I agree with where you're going.
Yeah. Okay, well, way back in the 50s, 60s, in the 50s and 60s, they were talking about making seatbelts a law, passing that you had, that they were obligatory. By the 70s, they did pass the law in the front seat and then slowly in the back seat by the 80s. And what happened was, that people were resisting. I remember my parents driving and just holding their seatbelt.
Over their shoulder. I know, right?
Yeah. Just to pretend.
Yeah.
But now this generation complies. They think it's ridiculous. They just put it on and that's it.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen. Over time, people are going to become more sensitive about just not doing it, because it's like cell phones. You know, when cell phones first came out, everybody was talking on the phone. I don't know what's so important, but everybody seems to be talking. Same thing. Now they're legislating no cell phones, no texting at the wheel. You're going to have a few resistors, but in 5 years from now, we're going to have it cut down.
Yeah.
It's the culture of compliance that takes time.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I just want to say one last thing,
please,
to parents, not only to restrict their smoking in the house and in the car, but it's also important, and it's great that they go smoke outside, because they give their children an impression that it's a filthy habit. You want to give that impression. Psychologically, you want to show them that it's wrong what you're doing. And so the other thing I want to say is, if you expose them to smoke, there's a brain architecture change also that exposes them, and it changes their brain such that they might be more likely, definitively more likely, to take on the habit, because their receptors are ready to take the smoke in themselves, become first-line smokers themselves. So that's why it's a good idea not to smoke in front of your kids, not to smoke close to your kids. And the last thing I want to say is, if you've got radon in the basement and you combine that with household smoke, your risk of having cancer is huge.
Oh, I didn't know that. And radon is a big problem.
Have your people look at that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The risk, it's the interaction. You can have radon in your basement and there's no smoke in the house, your risk is very low.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
But as soon as you add household smoke, radon together, you're in trouble.
Dr. Pagani, I have to thank you for coming on the air. This is a very, very important topic. It's something near and dear to me. I literally want to take parents out of their cars and smack them when I see them smoking with children sequestered in the back seat, having to breathe it. I remember being a child and having to inhale the cigarette smoke in cars on long trips. It's not fun. It's mean. It's mean to do that to your child. And now look, you're straddling them with, you know, future illness. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thanks for being on the show today, Dr. Pagani.
Thank you. And it's 23 times more toxic in the car.
Oh, yeah, I bet, because the air is just recirculated over and over again. Thank you so
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the swing set fitness movement is afoot. Are you part of it? Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair at superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available. available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we're still playing the secret word contest. If you're listening hard to the commercial breaks, hidden in two commercial breaks each show, randomly, is the secret word. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com or use the Superhuman Radio Network app to send it to us, and you're automatically entered. This week's prize, $200 worth of Quest Protein, Quest Nutrition products. You can choose from their fantastic protein bars, protein chips, or protein powder of your choice. The winner's name will be announced this Friday on Casual Friday, so tune in. You may hear your name. Every week, the secret word changes. Every week, the prizes change. So it pays to listen to the commercials on Superhuman Radio. So it's important to get a good workout in no matter where you are. I've talked about this. You know, we all love to go to restaurants, but we're not going to get rid of our fridge and our stove because it's important to eat. And you can't always get to the gym. Sometimes you got to make do with what you can. Sometimes you're traveling. The hotel you're staying in doesn't have a facility. So you have to find a way to get a good workout. And my next guest is Karen Goler. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. And you wrote a book called The Swing Set Workout, correct?
Yes. Yes, there are actually three books in that series. That's one of them.
Okay, real quick, what are the other two books? Because then I want to talk about your story and how you got to this point of being so interested in fitness.
The other two are Fitness on a Swing Set. That just has the exercises. And then Fitness on a Swing Set with Training Programs. That one basically combines the other two, the workouts and the exercises.
Okay, now you wrote another book, too, about a problem that you had, a disorder. I don't want to steal your thunder. Tell the story. What happened to you? How long ago was it?
In 1991, I was diagnosed with a malignant melanoma. I didn't think it was a big deal, but evidently it turned out to be major cancer surgery. I was in the hospital for 8 days. It was an 8-hour surgery. Before the surgery, they kept telling me that I would be bedridden for the rest of my life. About 10 doctors told me that, the oncologist and all the other doctors that I saw within that week. So I thought my life was ruined. They did the surgery. They took out my lymph nodes besides taking out the tumor. And they were right. I mean, my leg was huge. It was the size of my waist. So I basically was bedridden. I, you know, have to elevate my leg all the time. It took about a year to get my leg down to almost the size of my other leg, basically down to normal size. And now it's just a maintenance thing where I elevate my leg constantly. I'm sitting here on the couch with my leg up. Or if I think I'm going to be doing any standing or working or anything like that, I wear my compression stockings.
So this you develop something called lymphedema, right?
Right, exactly.
And explain what lymphedema is.
It is basically a swelling in a limb, whether it's your legs or your arms, because the lymph nodes in that limb, such as mine, like in the groin area, are either damaged or gone. Mm-hmm. So there's no way for the lymph nodes to actually filter the blood. So it's basically a protein-type fluid. It's not water like people have with heart disease. It's actually protein-based fluid that builds up in the limb. So if you don't elevate or use compression, then it builds up. And it can actually get really big. I mean, some of the stories I've seen are just so sad.
So how did you beat it? Was this your entree to fitness and health? When you had this, you thought, well, I've got to find some solutions?
No, I was involved in health and fitness since I was in high school. So that, you know, that had nothing to do with it. But okay. The fact that I had that knowledge, my first college degree was physical therapy, and the interest, I think I was able to reduce the swelling and get it down a lot easier than the average person.
Gotcha.
But I was very disciplined. I mean, literally, I'm still very disciplined. My leg is elevated whenever I'm not moving around.
Yeah, and that's got to, like you said, you have to be very disciplined because it's so much easier just not to do it, I would imagine, sometimes.
Right, but it's very painful when it swells. It's not like it swells and it's no big deal. It's really painful.
Yeah.
So you really should be disciplined if you want to avoid all that pain.
So what led to the swing set fitness books for you? What gave you the idea to do that?
When I lived in Toms River, I used to go over to Seaside, and there was this little park with, like, one little swing set. One day I was basically walking in that park. I saw people on the swings, and you know how when you're on a swing and you're lifting your legs up and then down to pump the swing forward and back?
Yeah, yeah.
So I said to myself, oh, all right, that's a leg extension and a leg curl, basically two exercises that are popular in fitness.
Right.
These machines for them. And then I said to myself, oh, a bunch of stuff can be done on that. So then in that short amount of time, like probably 30 minutes or an hour, I thought of a bunch of other exercises that could be done on a swing. So I went home, I wrote them all down. Then I asked my nephew if he would be willing to be the fitness model for Swing Set Fitness, because he's also a CSCS and he's a phys ed teacher. So, you know, we're, you know, very common in our interest in that way. And he said he would do it. So then we shot all the photos, I wrote the book, and then published them.
And so how good of a workout can you get just standing there using the swings itself? And did you also expand it to some of the other things that you would find in most park settings today?
I did expand it. That's funny that you asked. I recently did that. You can definitely get a good workout from a beginner, somebody who hasn't worked out in years, all the way up to somebody who's a competitive athlete. You can definitely get a good workout because just like using any other equipment, you can tailor the exercise to your needs. So with Swing Set Fitness, it uses body weight and gravity. But for those people who are already advanced with body weight exercises, you can actually do some of the exercises with medicine balls, dumbbells, and fitness bands. And that makes it even more challenging.
And the other thing that I noticed that it adds, just, you know, from looking at some of the pictures, is the stability ball phenomenon. So, you know, the swing can take a closed chain movement and turn it into kind of a pseudo open chain movement, if you will, because while your legs are suspended in the swing, let's say, doing a push-up, for instance, you have to use some stabilizing muscles to keep your legs from swinging side to side or even moving forward or back. So it takes a lot more concentration to do a push-up than just if your toes were planted on the ground. Am I right in that perception?
Yes, it's so much more challenging having your shins in the swing. Yeah, you are exactly right. You do have to use a lot more stabilizer muscles.
And so nowadays, they're actually doing this. Like there's a park that Lisa and I go to called Tom Sawyer Park, and they have a walking ring that's about a quarter mile around, one loop. And at four different points in the ring, they have, you know, dip bars. They have they look like handles in the sand that you can grab onto to do push-ups from. They have chin-up bars. They have all this sort of stuff in parks now. So this really lends itself to a whole phenomenon. In fact, I remember probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a guy on that was from Brooklyn also, because you're from Brooklyn, I'm from Brooklyn. He calls himself Calisthenics Kings, I think it was. You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
And he does all these things on, you know, using just the bars on the monkey bars and all that sort of stuff. And it's really becoming popular. This whole kind of urban park workout thing is really exploding right now.
Right. Oh, okay. Actually, I'm looking at his website online right now.
Yeah, it's K-I-N-G-Z, I think it is. Calisthenics Kings. Yeah, yeah.
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 He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in really good shape.
Pretty impressive.
There's a whole phenomenon. It's kind of like the minimalist approach. It's like, look, you don't need a gym. You don't need a BOSU ball. You don't need any of that stuff. You go to your average park where kids are enjoying themselves. You can use the equipment there very effectively to get an amazing workout.
Right, exactly, exactly. I mean, and you can get a full-body workout. It's not like you're just working one part of your body, such as your arms. I mean, you can work every single major muscle group by using a swing.
Okay, so one group that probably is hard to imagine training is is your quads. Like, how would you train your quads on a swing?
But that's actually pretty easy. You can do some squats. You can do Bulgarian squats. You can do step-ups, lunges.
Step up
so
onto
get your quads in.
So step up onto the swing itself.
Yes, but I did not put that exercise in the book. I thought it would be too risky.
Yes, because somebody, that's the first thing I thought. I could see somebody falling off the swing. And,
exactly.
You know,
that's why we didn't put it in. But you can definitely do those because we've done them.
And I could see doing the Bulgarian split squat. You put one leg, the shin, on the swing, and the other one is out in front of you, and you're just doing one leg at a time then, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right. Then another one is you hold on to the swing and lean back and squat. And if you do that with both legs, it's pretty challenging for the beginner, actually. But if you do single leg, it's more challenging, and the advanced athlete would definitely get a workout from doing those three.
You know, that's almost like a sissy squat, but instead of holding on to something in front of you, the seat of the swing kind of keeps you from falling over when your
right.
when your upper leg is parallel to the ground.
Right, 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 exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Karen Goller. You can go to superhumanradio.com and you can find the book that we're talking about right there on the homepage, bottom left-hand side. Check it out. We'll be right back.
There are two products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. Playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The secret word is epigenetic.
Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Karen Goler. Her website is Karen Goler. G. Help me out here, Karen. I don't have it in front of me fast enough. G-O-E-L-L-E-R.
Yes.
.com. And you can go there and learn more about her. There's a lot of good stuff to learn about her, too. She's got a lot of different books. The one that we're promoting right now on superhumanradio.com is Fitness on a Swing Set with Training Programs. So it gives you all the workouts that you can do and pairs them up with different things. It's a pretty cool book. And it's right there on our homepage, bottom left-hand side. It's actually the first book that we're promoting right now on that side there. So, getting back to the discussion, do you have people that have completely stripped away the need for a gym and they're just out there doing this sort of stuff in parks now?
I think there are a lot of people doing that, actually, especially during this time of the year. In the winter, they tend to go more towards the gym because a lot of people do not like working out in the cold.
Right.
But in the summertime, there are so many people out there between Swing Set Fitness and doing other exercises on the other playground equipment and running, riding bikes, playing with their kids, swimming. It's just, yeah, a lot of people in the summertime freeze their health club memberships.
Yeah.
I actually know that because I did work in health clubs for years.
Really?
And I remember that happening, yes.
So do you do any of these workouts? I'm just thinking about yourself with your leg. Did you still train?
Yes, I do, actually. When I had my house, I actually had a swing in my gym in the house, and I used to do it all the time. Now I have to go to the playground just like everyone else to find a swing. But, yeah, I do that. I also do my Legs Plus workouts. I work out with fitness bands, dumbbells, medicine balls. I do a variety of things. I don't stick to one form of exercise.
So you like to keep the body guessing, huh?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. My workouts are never the same day to day.
What about when you go to the park and the kids are on the swings? You have to chase them off?
No, I mean I go during off times, so that's almost never a problem. But if there are kids there, you just take turns, or you know, you move along and do something else while the kid is on the swing. You really can't kick a kid off a swing because I mean that's what the parks are for.
No,
the swings are really for. They're for the kids.
I was joking. But what I was really thinking about was parents could use this for their children, too. So, you know, a lot of people frown on, you know, bringing your kids to the gym. And maybe there are, I got to believe that there are some ages where they're too young to go to the gym. They don't fit into the equipment well or whatever. This is a great thing to take the kids to the park. You can swing a little bit, then do a movement. Swing a little bit, have them do a movement and work it into that. And now the swing set means something different for your children than it does for all the other kids.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I've had my gymnast use Swing Set Fitness pretty often because I've hooked swings up to the uneven bars and we've done exercises on the swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids like it. They really do.
Well, sure, because especially if you let them swing in between, you know what I mean? That's like the reward. Okay, do this set, and then you can swing. You know, do this set, and then you can swing. And then you're really doing some cardio. I mean, when you think about how you're pumping your legs, you were saying before, leg extension, leg curl, rapid fire.
Right.
That's kind of like more of a cardio movement. So you can blend it in that way.
Right, exactly. Yes, that's a good idea.
What do you hope people who are listening understand about this book so that they go out and buy it?
You don't need a gym. You do need to do some sort of movement on a daily or near daily basis to stay in shape, keep things going. And it's something that anyone can do, whether it's a beginner or a competitive athlete. Both people or both groups of people are challenged when they're using Swing Set Fitness, because like I said, the exercises can be tailored to each person, or the workouts can be tailored to each person.
And there are three books, even though we're talking about fitness on a swing set with training programs, that's kind of the most complete book, right? That's got everything in it all
right.
in one place. Okay.
Right, exactly. That has about 50 exercises. Then it has 12 different workouts. And if somebody were to alternate those workouts, they would get in really good shape, meaning alternate them like at least three of those workouts each week over the course of 8 weeks. They would definitely see a difference.
Do you have a favorite workout or favorite movement to do on a swing set?
I like the more challenging ones. There's a picture of me doing a renegade row on a swing. That's something that a renegade row is basically when you're in a push-up position, you have and your hands are on dumbbells. You actually lift one dumbbell up to your hips. It's a rowing motion, mm-hmm. and you put it down and you lift the other one up to your hips. So it's an alternating rowing motion in a push-up position.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you do it on a swing, it just adds so much intensity to that exercise because you do have to use all of your stabilizer muscles as well.
Yeah,
so
because
like
your body would want to move through space because your feet aren't planted on the ground.
Right, exactly. Or even Bulgarian squats, using a medicine ball and basically doing overhead presses as you're squatting. So when you go down, the ball goes down in front of your chest, and then when you go up, you reach up for the sky with the ball.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so I like combining. Cool. Yes.
Very cool, very cool. Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking about this. I think it's a really cool book. And like I said before, people travel. They need to get a workout in. You know, if you're staying at the Holiday Inn Express because you're so smart, you're saving money, you may find out that all they have is a treadmill. And you think, wow,
right.
I could really use a good workout. You know, and this is, I kind of think this is cool. I think people need to get outside more and train whenever possible. I find myself in a gym a lot just because of the way my schedule is and the times that I want to train. But whenever I can, you know, I love to go around the neighborhood, do farmer's walks, and stuff like that, because I think it's so much better to train outside. You just feel so much better. And this is a great way to get outside and have some fun. And maybe even, you know, have some people walk up to you and go, wow, that's so cool. I never thought about doing something like that on the swing set. Or teach your kids that the swing set is not just for swinging. You can actually become very physically fit on the swing set. I think it's a really cool idea. Very, very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show.
The fresh air and the bright sunlight help with the workout as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, so that is pretty much it for today's show. Tomorrow is Thursday. Brooks Cubic is coming on tomorrow, and this is going to be a really special episode of Physical Culture Radio. You're not going to want to miss this one, because yesterday Brooks and I were spending some time together just chatting about a lot of different stuff, and I found out something I've never known about Brooks Cubic ever, and that was for a little bit over a year, he was a vegan. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brooks, a vegan? Yes, he was a dedicated vegan. He ate no animal protein whatsoever for a year. What happened? Did he get stronger? Did he stay strong? Did he get weaker? Did he lose muscle? What happened? And why isn't he a vegan any longer? We're going to get into that tomorrow. I think it's going to make for a very, very interesting radio show. So please tune in for that. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.